Coconut, the toad of the Big Pond tribe, had decided after a long time to go for a walk. From time to time, he would fall into some well, bump into a hard plant, or step on some strange thing that he couldn't figure out what it was, because Coconut the toad can't see. Blind but not dumb, he would talk to himself, and very agile, according to him, since he can't show his agility because he is afraid of hurting himself. What will it be like to see? He wondered. Will it be as different as I've heard out there? He would say. It must not be that different. I've survived without being able to see, so it can't be that different. Coconut Toad was gripped by curiosity. So much so that from question to question, he realized he had wandered too far from the big pond. It can't be! This thing I'm touching wasn't here before, he muttered, at the same time feeling around with his little haunches. And if it wasn't here before, there are two possibilities. Either I'm on the wrong track, or this thing moved. Wanting to make sure which thing it was that he touched, Coconut Toad tried to hold on to that thing tightly. That's weird, he whispered. It has little things that tickle my hand.
Those things are called hairs,
said a very loud voice. Coconut Toad got so scared he almost pooped himself. Who said that? He said in a trembling voice.
Me,
said the voice. A talking thing, he shouted.
I am not a thing,
the booming voice assured him. Coconut Toad was so frightened that instead of letting go, he squeezed harder and harder. Hey, then if you're not a thing, what are you?
A dog.
A dog?
Yes, a dog. Or don't you know what a dog is?
No, said Coconut Toad with complete sincerity.
A dog is an animal,
said the pooch. An animal?
Yes, an animal like you.
I am a toad, not an animal.
Ha 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 ha.
The dog's laughter was so loud that it echoed all over the place. What are you laughing at? Asked Coconut the toad.
A toad is an animal,
exclaimed the dog, not without stopping laughing. No, said Toad Coconut, very annoyed, because we can talk, think, play, and many other things.
Only the one who can't see beyond his nose can say something like that.
I can't even see out of my nose, said Coconut Toad, but that doesn't mean I'm not right.
What? You can't see?
No, I can't.
Rightly so.
Rightly?
Yes, no wonder you can't see that you're an animal too.
No, I repeat, Coconut Toad got angry. I'm not an animal because first of all, animals can't move and I can. Coconut Toad didn't finish saying that sentence when that thing with hair lifted him so high that he was afraid to let go. But, did you move?
Yes, you see.
No, I don't see.
Well, that's a figure of speech.
So not only toads can move.
You said so.
So the world is inhabited by toads and dogs?
Not only toads and dogs, there are many, many other animals in this world.
And what else can you do?
Almost all the same as toads, with some differences.
Toad Coconut remained deep in thought, in the air, holding on to the dog's paw.
You can let go of my paw if you want to,
said the dog. Huh? Oh, yes. Toad Coconut let go, and you can imagine what happened. The thump on the ground put him to sleep for a minute and a half. What happened? Asked Coconut Toad.
You let go of my paw and fell.
I thought of everything but the fall, said Coconut Frog, grabbing the bump on his head.
What did you think?
Asked the dog. A lot of things.
A lot of things? Like what?
Well, if you have a name, for example.
My name is Truffle.
Truffle, I'm Coconut. Can I ask you other things, Truffle?
Yes, I like to be asked questions.
Can you see?
Of course I can.
Can all dogs see?
Most dogs can see.
So there are blind dogs too?